So on behalf of my colleagues in both Mississippi and New York City, I wanted to thank you for the opportunity to present our research today. Our project is called Mississippi's Movement to Better Health, Participatory Problem Solving to Address Long-Term Health Disparities. Before I start, I just want to say that there are no relationships to disclose. And today I'm going to give you a brief overview of what we're talking about. I'm going to talk a little bit about the Mississippi Delta, which is the community where our work is being conducted. Then I'm going to tell you a little bit about the New Pathways to Health program, which is the program we've developed in Mississippi, a little bit about the Problem Solving for Better Health methodology, which is a participatory problem-solving approach that we've used with our youth in Mississippi, and then I'll go into a little bit of the community impact of our program. So just to give a little bit of context, the Mississippi Delta region is the northwest region of the state of Mississippi. It's an area that's extremely rich in natural resources and is known for its large-scale agriculture, especially cotton and rice. There are huge cotton fields everywhere. It's an area that has a really unique culture and history. It's considered the birthplace of blues music. You can see amazing blues music 7 nights a week at juke joints all over the region. It played a really strong role in the civil rights movement, and it has a long-standing history of racial inequality, the impacts of which we still see today. It's also an area with extremely high poverty and low educational attainment, and along with all of that, we see a high prevalence of many diseases, particularly preventable diseases. So we see really high rates of obesity, diabetes, hypertension, asthma, high rates of preterm birth, et cetera. And it's an extremely rural area, and much of the region is considered a healthcare provider shortage area by HRSA. So it's divided into what's called the core Delta counties and the border counties, and the border counties share some of the same characteristics, but not all. So I mentioned it has really high poverty. The region where we're working and our programs are in this area with the dark red, where we see in 2012 we saw between 26 and 36% of families living below the federal poverty line. Just to provide some context for that, if we look at the same time period in the United States, about 10.9% of families lived below the federal poverty line. In the state of Mississippi, overall, that was 17.5%, and in those core Delta counties, it was 31%. Our programs are working in 5 counties, Bolivar, Coahoma, Quitman, Sunflower, and Tallahatchie, and those counties range from 28.7 to 35.4% of families living below the federal poverty line. We also see many poor health outcomes. So this is from the County Health Rankings program. The darker green are the areas with the poorer health outcomes. So you can see, again, in that northwest region, those are the darkest, the ones in the 62 to 81 counties, the lower counties. So in order to address these issues, we developed what we're calling the New Pathways to Health program, which is a program that seeks to provide opportunities for young people with aspirations of becoming working in healthcare fields. And it's a program that grew out of many, many years of relationships across a number of different sectors and organizations, groups that have been working together for about 10 or more years in various capacities, and came together officially in 2010 to form the New Pathways to Health program, which our mission is to improve the lives of families with vulnerable children in the Delta region of Mississippi by opening new opportunities for education and workforce development in the area of children's health. We have 5 core partners on the program. The first is Aaron Henry Community Health Center, which is a federally qualified health center based in Clarksdale, Mississippi. The Dreyfus Health Foundation of the Rogerson Institute, which is based in New York City. The Mississippi Office of Nursing Workforce, which is a statewide nursing workforce development organization. The Tri-County Workforce Alliance, which is has workforce development programs throughout the Mississippi Delta counties, and the University of Mississippi Center for Population Studies, which provides research and evaluation and program technical assistance. So the goals of the New Pathway program are to improve health and education outcomes for middle, high school, and college students. We're aiming to grow the Delta's health workforce. As I said, we're a healthcare provider shortage area, and many people see an education, and particularly an education in something like nursing or a healthcare field, as a ticket out of the region. They can find jobs elsewhere where they may get paid more than in the Delta region. But we're looking to grow the workforce from within and let people see, gain exposure to hospitals and healthcare facilities in the Delta and see them as viable workplaces. We're also working to create employment opportunities in healthcare for unemployed or underemployed Delta residents. We do have a community health worker training program for adults. We're looking to create a health workforce that understands the complexities of health disparities and to engage health professionals to enhance health equity. And all of these with the overarching goal of increasing access to quality healthcare in a rural underserved community. So I mentioned we're located in the northwest region of Mississippi in the Delta. The red counties are the five counties where our programs are specifically running. And it's a program with many moving parts. So these are around the outside in the blue are our five core organizations, all who come together at various points using what we call the problem solving for better health methodology, which I'll explain in just a moment. But our programs would not be successful without all of our other partners. We work with middle and high schools throughout the region, community colleges and universities, hospital and healthcare partners, and of course our funders. We're primarily funded by the Kellogg Foundation and other community-based organizations and research centers at universities who engage with our programs. So the New Pathways program has a number of different components, starting with a middle school academy and a high school mentorship program, both of which offer year-round educational and life skills workshops and educational opportunities. Trainings in things like time management, stress management, CPR training. All of our students are CPR certified. They engage in different community health projects and outreach events. Our high school students job shadow. They complete 60 hours, a minimum of 60 hours of job shadowing throughout a year. We also started school health councils. So the state of Mississippi has what's called the Healthy Schools Act, which is a pretty comprehensive youth health legislation, and as part of that, one component is that each school is mandated to have a school health council. The majority of schools, though, do not have active school health councils, and those that do either don't have any young people on them or maybe have one youth representative. So we said if it's young people who are going to be impacted by the decisions of these health councils, we think that they should have a voice and have the primary voice. So we went to starting in one of the schools in Clarksdale and said, is anyone interested in forming a youth-run health council? And we had over 30 students who said, yes, I want to be a part of this. So we now have health councils running in two schools in Clarksdale and intend to expand to other schools, each with about 30 members on the council. We also have health professions training as part of our program. So when students finish high school, they're able to participate in a certified nursing assistant program or phlebotomy training program where they can become certified by the end of the summer and can work as a CNA or phlebotomist while they're in college. We work with nursing students throughout the Delta region and with what's called dedicated education units, and that's a hands-on training opportunity where nursing students work directly with staff nurses instead of simply following their clinical instructor around the floor. And then we also have this community health worker training. And all of these use the problem solving for better health methodology, or PSBH, workshops. So what is PSBH? PSBH is a methodology that we use that's used to empower community members to take action on health issues that impact their own lives. We lead groups through a workshop process where they figure out what are the biggest health issues impacting their communities and what can they do about them, and then we help them to implement those project ideas. It's a methodology that was developed in 1989 by Dr. Barry Smith of the Dreyfus Health Foundation and Rogerson Institute, and it's been used around the world in 32 countries. Over 800 workshops have been hosted with over 60,000 participants, which have resulted in over 40,000 health promotion projects worldwide. So I mentioned it's pretty simple and straightforward process of what are the problems, what are the biggest problems and the problems that we think we can address, what are the solutions we can come up with, and then we create action plans and we take action. And the idea is mobilizing resources from within the community and really looking at what our communities can do. And all of this we go back and evaluate and go back to our different workshop components throughout the process of implementing the projects. So PSBH, Dr. Smith first brought PSBH to the Mississippi Delta region in 2003, and all of the partners that are involved with the New Pathways to Health were involved, were participants in some of the initial workshops, and they came up with a number of different projects, and over the years have come together and now formed this official collaborative. But those, some of the examples of projects include a farmers market in Cleveland, Mississippi, a transportation initiative. It's a rural community. Transportation to healthcare is an extremely big challenge. And then, of course, the New Pathways to Health program. We've also used this PSBH methodology with our young people. In the fall of 2012, we held a workshop with 25 middle school students and to see sort of what they wanted to do to address health issues in their communities. And they came up with a number of really great ideas. We had a group that wanted to host a fruit picnic in their community, a community event where they got people eating healthy foods and exercising and out and about. They met with the mayor and the parks commissioner to secure a location. They organized members of their team to everyone to find healthy recipes, and they put together a cookbook that they distributed at the event. They did all of the outreach and engagement to get people to come to the event. And in Clarksdale, Mississippi, which is a very small town, they had over 400 people show up, which is pretty remarkable. We also had a group that wanted, we had a couple groups that wanted to engage young people in fitness programs, either during school or after school or during the summer. So we had a group that teamed up with staff members at the health center in Clarksdale at Aaron Henry and formed Healthy Set Go, which is a fitness and nutrition summer camp. And it started 2 summers ago, and over the 2 summers, we've had over 250 participants in the camp, and it's been so successful that it's become an institutionalized program that we're continuing each year. This past year, we even had a member of the Alvin Ailey dance troupe come down and work with our students, so that's what this picture is. And he's already said he wants to come back, not just for 1 week, but for 2 weeks to work with our kids this year. And then we also had a group that organized sort of short 15-minute exercise routines that they taught in the elementary schools throughout Clarksdale. And they had these sort of drop-in exercise moments where everyone in the school stopped what they were doing and exercised for 15 minutes. So that impacts over 1,400 students each day. We use the problem solving for better health methodology to form our school health councils as well and help them come up with projects that they were going to do in the schools. In the fall of 2013, we hosted a workshop with those 30 kids in which they said the big issues that they see in their schools that they want to address are stress, teen pregnancy, high school dropout, and obesity prevention. The first thing they wanted to do was organize school-wide assemblies where they found people who could talk about their experiences, for example, as a teen mom or as a high school dropout. And so they hosted a series of school-wide assemblies where, with over 250 people in attendance. The high school in Clarksdale is divided into a 9th grade school and a 10th, 11th, and 12th grade school. So this group has now moved on to the 10th, 11th, and 12th grade school, where they are continuing to meet as a health council and working on implementing some of the other projects, ideas that they came up with last year. Just about 3 weeks ago, we held another workshop with a new group at the 9th grade that's interested in a health council, and they came up with some really exciting ideas. They've elected officers for their health council. My personal favorite idea that I'm really excited about is a group was concerned about an empty lot behind the school, and then they said they don't have anywhere to hang out outside. So they've come up with a plan to work with school officials and government officials and fundraise and try to get a track and a basketball court installed that the community that would be available for use at school and in the community. So throughout this process, we've also been doing evaluation work and looking at what is the impact of both these problem solving for better health workshops, but also the program overall on our young people. We're interested in understanding whether or not these programs impact their leadership and communication skills and whether or not they see themselves as people who could create change in their communities. And as you can see on this chart, they definitely see themselves as change agents, which is really exciting. We've also been looking at, in terms of evaluation, sort of where do our programs fit in with state and national benchmarks and goals from the Healthy People 2020 and Department of Education goals. So we've looked at some of our student test scores after being involved in these academic-related workshops, for example, and last year of our 33 middle school students who participated in our program, 91% of them received advanced or proficient test scores in both reading and math on statewide tests, and that's compared to about 50 to 60% in their school districts. We've also seen that since the start of the program in 2010, 100% of the participants who have completed high school have done so in 4 years. That's 43 students, and 100% of them have gone on to college in the fall, and all are still in school. We'll have our first group graduating soon. We also, our high school students have the opportunity to dual enroll at the community college, and we had 33 high school students this past year who dual enrolled and earned a total of 150 college credits, which is pretty remarkable going into school. Last year we trained 10 students as certified nursing assistants. 4 of them are currently working as CNAs while in college. We just recently finished training 3 students as phlebotomists who are all in the various processes of finding employment. We've trained 12 community health workers and are about to kick off a training with 8 to 10 more in the next couple of weeks. And of the 15 nursing students who've graduated and gone through our dedicated education unit, 12 of them immediately gained employment in the Delta hospitals where they did that training. We were also interested in seeing whether or not this program impacts behaviors, both health behaviors and academic behaviors. So we asked students to sort of fill out some scales, since participating in the program, have they noticed any differences in their eating habits and their school habits and whether or not they're thinking about health. And you can see that overall students do see some behavior changes, but they felt slightly stronger about their abilities to improve their academic-related behaviors, which is not all that surprising for middle and high school students. We're also looking at how, as I mentioned, how our programs fit in with bigger policy and national benchmark needs. So we're helping schools in Mississippi become compliant with the Healthy Schools Act, School Health Council requirement. We're also, we've found a number of the Healthy People 2020 goals that our programs are meeting, particularly related to access to health services, adolescent health, and social determinants of health. So overall, it's been a really exciting program to work on because we've seen people come together across ages and disciplines. We have middle school students working with, working with doctors in the field, working with researchers at universities to come together and collectively address health issues in the communities. We've seen leadership development both among our young people working with the program as well as the adults who've worked as mentors, either as mentors for the students who are job shadowing with them or working with communities with our middle school kids on community projects. We've seen increased opportunities for networking among our youth, so these kids who are otherwise involved in school districts that are considered failing districts are engaging with professionals in the hospitals and in health centers. They're going on field trips and seeing St. Jude and Memphis and the hospital in Jackson, Mississippi. They're meeting with students and professors at universities, and so they're getting these networking opportunities that otherwise would not have been available to them. We see youth empowerment. These kids have come up with ideas for programs, and they've implemented them in the communities. Many of them have stuck as community programs. For example, the summer camp idea that they came up with, which we're in the process of planning year 3 of. And some of these programs are now also being replicated in New York City. So I recently moved from Mississippi to New York City, and we're taking some of the lessons learned particularly with the youth health councils, and replicating them in New York City, so which is kind of exciting. Typically, you see sort of the other way around, that the big city programs are being brought to the smaller rural areas. So that's it. Just thank you again, and a special thanks to my colleagues who helped with this presentation.